Well, here we are again, and this is episode 74 of Sean Hammer Today. I know, pretty close recording schedule for myself. It's scary. But anyway, today we are going to be going over a little bit of the latest White Dwarf, whatever the hell number it is. But it's the one with the demons on the outside on the cover. Now, let's see if I can get a number. Martyrs. Martyrs White Dwarf. Okay, and then also in today's show, we will be going through two Malifaux Masters and a little bit of their crews. And those Masters will be, if you can guess from the opening song thing I did, it will be Mayfang and Misaki. So look forward to those. Let's see, I'm going to be taking Mayfang for Adepticon, which I'll be playing in a team tournament with Mike from the Malifaux. Let's see, what else do I got going on? That's about it. I got him painted. Check him out. I'm going to put him on today's show. Picture of my real crew. Let me know what you think. Excuse me. A little sick, though. And also, I got a request. I think I got my 40K type bag I'm putting together. And right now in it is a Fallen Angels or whatever Mike Lee book it is, autographed, and a Space Marine bag, and we're going to be adding to that, but I'm also going to put together a Malifaux prize pack too. So we'll go ahead and if you want a Malifaux prize pack, same restrictions for the 40K. Leave me an iTunes review, email me, let me know that you are in this for the giveaway, if you want it to be for the Malifaux or the 40K, and I'll give those away both at the same time. So each week, as I find more stuff to put in them, I will let everyone know. But for the Malifaux right now, I don't know what I'm putting into it. But the 40K, I have the 25th anniversary Crimson Fist model. That's going in the bag, too. So now I have a White Dwarf autographed book by Mike Lee and the 25th anniversary Space Marine model inside a Space Marine drawstring bag from Games Day a year or so ago. So let me know. I need iTunes reviews. I'm expecting you guys to hook me up. So let's go through right quick about this White Dwarf. On the cover, we got a Plague Bearer on a giant fly, which is pretty cool. Because both of these, all these demon models, which this is Demon Citric White Dwarf, will be able to be used for 40K and Fantasy. Unfortunately, you have to buy the Codex and the Army Book, not just one, and be able to flip it over and have the 40K book, which I think would make sense. Opening salvo, we got some new pictures of some Plague Bearers, no big deal. We got some new pictures of those demon things, those flies with demons on them, a new new Khorne demon engine. Oh, let's see, these are called the Plague Drones of Nurgle. They look sweet. I mean, if I was doing a demon army, I'd definitely run with them. If I was doing a chaos army, I'd definitely have some of these demons in my chaos army. So, they're pretty disturbing. They're like gross-looking giant flies. They're pretty cool. Obviously a flying unit, and whether you're using it as 40K or Fantasy. Next up, we have the Burning Chariot of Tzeentch. This looks like all sorts of confusing. Pulled by two Screamers, I think is what they're called. Or Discs of Ten. I think it's Screamers. It's got some blue horrors on the back. Puking out flame. Looks cool. Have no idea about the rules. Let's see. More pictures of it, of course, is how we can pay it. Then we can have, I'm assuming using the same kit, the Herald of Tzeentch on Chariot. There you go, Herald of Tzeentch on Chariot. Let's see. Oh, the Blood Throne of Khorne. This is the Heralds of Khorne ride to war atop a gore-soaked opulence of their blood thrones, cranking mechanical chariots. Anyway, you get it. It's something like off a Judas Priest or a Molly Hatchet cover. And it's pretty cool. And, of course, it's a dual kit. You can make the Skull Cannon of Khorne, which is pretty essential in the Khorne or Khorne army, because I don't think there's a lot of range attacks to go with it. So it's good. Nice for demons to have a little bit of range. We got a new Herald of Nurgle. I don't know if this is plastic or not, but he looks cool. His guts are hanging on the ground. We have a new Herald of Khorne, which pretty much looks like every other bloodletter. Not as cool as the metal ones, but looks like all the other ones, and not as cool as Skull Taker, which I think Skull Taker's pretty badass. We have the Herald of Slaanesh, which she's pretty cool. She's like half pretty, half old and disgusting. Even one of her, half of her body is saggy and droopy, if you get my means. And see, we got, of course, the Demons of Chaos magic cards for Warhammer Fantasy, and they cast Demon Psychic Powers. We go over more things about what's going to be in both of the Codices army books. We got some Hobbit models. I'm going to skip past the Hobbit models, I'm not going to lie to you. They look cool. I like the Hobbit, not going to lie. But I'm not going to just stick with it. We got some Black Library releases coming out. We have Path of the Incubus by Andy Chambers. The cover looks sweet. Death of Antagonist by David Anadale. We have Van Horseman by Ben Counter and The Mask of Vile by Andy Chambers. This one looks like Harlequins, so it might be a good read. Let's see. Of course, I'm going from the White Dwarf iPad edition. Forge World has some more Terminators, some more expensive Terminators. I shouldn't talk. I bought some stuff from High Tech Miniatures and Cyborg just recently, so I'll shut up. But it got some cool new pre-heresy stuff coming out. What I'm looking forward to is we have a Warhammer Quest coming out for the iPad, and that's going to be fun as shit, I think. We'll see. I think it's for the iPad. I'll sing to you all. Okay. Yeah, I think it's iPad. I'm not going to try and find it, but I've read somewhere. Yep. New game for the iPad. Thank you. Let's see. We have Dave Roberts' Lamenter's Army. Army Spotlight. Army of the Month. Pretty. Got a lot of nice, cool stuff. Painted in yellow. I like it. Good job. We got Jervis Johnson, which I don't really read him. we have Battle Report of Chaos Demons versus Space Marines, blah da da. I'm going to ruin it. Tell you who won. I should play the battle report, audio battle report from the iPad. Yeah, you know, let me go ahead. If the sound quality sucks, let me know. But I'm going to go ahead and play the battle report for you right quick.
Over, the warp storms have abated, and the Demons of Chaos have won by the narrowest of margins with 3-1. But I think the scoreline may not show really how close the game was at certain points. I think I was quite lucky to pull off the win, to be honest. Victories and things aside, we wanted to look at the new codex and the new units and see what they offered players on the tabletop. And so there were three units we were going to focus on, and then all the special rules. First of the units would be the Skull Cannon of Khorne. How did you find it?
Quite unexpected. It's Khorne and it shoots at you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not used to that, really.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. It's one of my longer range weapons, 36-inch range, large blast marker, high strength. It's got a lot going for it. Your Space Marines ignored a lot of the hits it did simply by virtue of their good armor saves. But we saw it pay dividends against the Legion of the Damned when you kill four models with that value in terms of points. You start to see how effective it could be.
I think as a spaceman player, you're never going to really fear something that gives you your arm.
And that's just a sample of what they give you in the new digital White Dwarf. That would be the video battle report, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty neat to have actually the two guys sit down and talk about it. I played the whole thing, but I don't know if it was a licensing thing or not, but there's just a sample. Let's see, we go post-battle review. We got this Bling Shitsu guy, I don't know. It's cool models. Figure Spotlight, I think it's a Humiculi. Let's see, we got some Golden Demon winners. Pictures of those. Some pretty cool pictures. Of course they're cool because they're all Golden Demon winners. And they sick of me because I can't paint that well. So we'll go ahead and skip past all that. Really good pictures, though. Kit bashing with orc fighter bombers. Do-do-do-do, more fighter bombers. We have United Kingdom's armies on parade. Cool. Again, cool crap. A lot of people put a lot of time and effort into this, so that's cool. We have this paint splatter, which is your painting thing. And it talks about painting the plague drones. And it's pretty cool. Actually, the one plague drone that they're actually painting has human faces screaming outside of a hole in its belly. So that's pretty cool. And the chariot. So you get your whole little... This is what I use to paint my demon stuff. This is how I use my spray paint. Or my spray gun. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. More pictures meet the cast. Excuse me. Design Studios. Let's see. This month, talking about the hero of the zine. She's got the moon face. Pretty cool. Let's see. As for anything else, I think, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, the White Dwarf is, you know, they're picking up a lot of steam and everything, and it's gotten a lot better. It's about the same. It's not much more content. Here it is. It's like, we got this guy stuff. It's a little bit more realistic, but still, it's just a freaking commercial, and it's worth it if you got an iPad because it's fun and I always like to read magazines on my iPad. Plus, the subscription is cheaper on iPad than even the physical copy. And I don't have to worry about what the hell I'm going to do with 12 issues of White Dwarf laying around in my bathroom. So, that is that. Excuse me. So, let's go ahead and go through my first Malifaux selection for this episode. And we're going to start with Mayfang because I like to... Not Mayfang. Misaki. Because I like to end with Mayfang. Because that's who I'm going to take to Adepticon. So, learning a little bit more about her than I will Misaki. I'd like to give a big thank you to Pull My Finger, Wiki. They help out a lot. So if you got any Malifaux questions on any type of masters, or you want to add your own input, the Pull My Finger Wiki is a great resource. You can link to it on side note on my show. So let's go ahead and look in the Storm of Shadows book. First of all, we have some special rules. And these are going to be hiring restrictions on certain crews inside the book. We have a new faction. There are 10 Thunders. And every single one of the masters in the book is a 10 Thunder. As well as being from the Neverborn, Guild, Resurrectionist, Arcanist. You get it. So, Misaki. Let's see, we got a nice little chart that shows you who, let's say, go with Misaki, who she can hire inside the group. And if they are actually, let's take an effect. We got Misaki. On the guild, inside this book, she can take Clockwork Traps and Wastrels. Out of the Resurrectionist for 10 Thunders, she can take Tashiro and Yin. And when you take Tashiro, you can have Ashgaru, but only if you take Shakir. And then she's got her own group, which you have Shang, Ototo, the 10 Thunders Archers, Yorikage, and Yamazuko. As well as special rules per certain masters, such as this, is she may hire at no cost, at no additional cost, Desperate Mercenaries, Hans, Ronin, Taylor, and these models gain the 10 Thunders faction. And don't forget, this also includes the 10 Thunders brothers from the previous edition or two. So we got like a nice little chart to tell you who you can hire. Because if you take him as a 10 Thunder Master, let's take Mayfang for example. She is Arcanist, but she can hire at no additional cost, but counting as a 10 Thunder instead of being an Arcanist, 2 Guild, 3 Resurrectionists, 2 Neverborn, 4 of the Outcasts, and 2 of the Orion and 10 Thunder Brother. So that's, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, you get a... It's a pretty easy chart to pick, and it allows you to take, you know, like, oh, I'm going to be... Like, my Mayfang, I'm doing a pure rail crew. So my pure rail crew, I'm taking an Emberling, Kang, Metal, Rail Golem, Rail Workers, and Willy. No Metal Gammon. I'm not sure if I like him compared to... Believe it or not, I'm one of the few people that can probably say... mean, I don't know, there's probably a few. But I enjoyed the real workers. I liked the way they came out and everything. And then we'll go over that in a bit. So that's it for the new rules. Of course, we have some new schemes. We got some master-specific schemes. Let's go ahead and jump to Misaki. Okay, Misaki was an outcast in the first Malifaux book, and she was just a minion. But now she makes her appearance, as a master, and you can pretty much, if you read the story in the last, I think it's the last book, you can pretty much guess where that was going, because it kind of seemed like she was a little bit superhero-esque in that story, and she actually evolved. So let's look at Misaki. She's got Soul Stone, Cash of 4, a Walk 5, 8 Charge, Height 2, Willpower 7, Casting a 5 with a Mask, Defense 7, 10 Wounds. She got Range 2 on her weapon, which is a Basinto, CB 7 with Crow, and Damage 2, 4, 6. For abilities, she's Bulletproof 2, she's got the Purchase Loyalty, which I already went over that, hiring the people for no additional points and stuff. She's wicked, and her weapon is magical. Now this chick can do a lot of stuff. She's gonna have 4 AP because she's got 2 regular, she's got melee expert, and she's got reckless. And reckless is if you take a wound, you can receive fast. But there's a way we can get around that, and I'll talk to you in a bit about it. Let's see. She's got for 0 action save face, which is an 8-inch, I think pulse. Aura. Failing model is currently falling back, except for 1 wound and immediately rally. She's got Shadow. 0 action, target an enemy model within line of sight. When they move, at the end of the turn, she can take a free walk towards that model. So that's pretty cool, too. Let's see, she's got the Your Mind. This action may, 0, may only be performed after this model performs a strike action targeting an enemy model. Misaki receives a plus to melee attack and damage flips. In addition, the model's defense flips receive a negative flip while disengaging from this model. Models other than this model and the enemy receive negative 1 to their melee attack flips against both models until the action ends. This action ends when both models target a different model or no longer engage with enemy model. Ooh, that was wordy. Let's see, one action, she has Pilfer. Misaki and the target enemy model with use Soul Stone's ability within her Basinto's range each flip a card. If the card Misaki's card value is equal to or higher than the target's, the crew discards 1 Soul Stone, and this crew gains 1. This can be taken once per turn. So she's a little she's a little thief, a little street rat. For 2 actions, we have Diving Attack. This model charges enemy model, ignoring line of sight, train, and intervening models. If the charge fails, ends this model's activation. So it allows you to get past a lot of stuff if you're trying to block off, you know, stuff from Misaki killing. Let's see, she got triggers. This is her casting. She's got Deadly Stance. If this spell was successfully cast, pushes model up to 4 inches towards the spell's target. Pretty nice. It's a push, not a move, so you can disengaging strikes won't hurt. We have Cut Purse CB with a mask trigger. After resolving damage with this weapon, this model performs a pilfer action, targeting the defender as if had not already done so this turn. So you're going to do Cut Purse with your Percento and do the Pilfer, so you can like strike them, bah, take the money. We have Decapitate. Pretty much this is as it sounds. When damaging defender with its weapon, kill defender unless its controller discards 2 control cards or 2 Soul Stones. And of course, just like with Headshot, only models that with the use Soul Stone ability can may discard Soul Stones. We have a CB with a Ram. 10 Thunder Strike with a Basinto. When damaging defender with this weapon, this model's damage receives plus 1 for each ram and the attack total. And she's got one spell, Downburst. Models within 3 inches of the target enemy model must win a defense 13 duel or be pushed away from this model. Okay, so that's a lot on Misaki. She's going to have 4 AP. She's decent mobility, like I said, with a walk of 5 and 8 on charge. And, of course, she's got diving attack. One movement trick you want to be aware of is the downburst, which gives her a push. So you can't, do disengaging strikes. Of course, Misaki is definitely a range, I mean a melee master. Let's see. Your mind definitely makes her a pretty decent opponent. She's definitely just gonna beat shit. She's got no range attacks or offense to her at all. Let's see. For her resilience, she's got none really against range, except for high defense. And same with melee. She doesn't have much except, you know, for having good defense and decent wounds. She's got Soulstone, Catch, 4. I'm not really seeing these being super, super important with her. Let's see. Other than that, she's a good beat stick model. The pose is she's doing some type of thing. People making fun, saying she's looking like for contact. I think it's a pretty cool pose. It gives it like that whole Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type theme to it. Next, we're going to go with Misaki's Totem that actually comes in her box set. Alright, next up we have Shang. This would be Misaki's Totem. Now, this is a... This is a nine-tailed fire fox. It's pretty cool looking. I don't know how he's going to look in real life. I haven't had the chance to actually see him or not. Let's see. Okay. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Now Shang is the totem. He's three soulstone cost. He's unique, and of course he's Misaki's totem. He's got a walk of 6, 9 charge, height 1, willpower 6, casting 4 with a mask, defense 5, and 4 wounds. Let's see. He's got claws for an attack, which are 1 inch, CB6 with a mask, and damage 1, 2, 4, and he's got Heavenly Blaze, which is a ranged attack, CB4, 1, 2, 3 with a blast. Now, for his ability, he's got Companion. Misaki Masusa 10 Thunders. He can fly. He's also a lucky charm. If his model may suffer one wound, immediately after its connected master within 12 inches flips initial cards on duel, the master may then reflip one of those cards before choosing the starting card. This model may be reduced to 0 wounds by this ability, and this ability can't be used if one of those cards was a Black Joker. So here we are giving Misaki a little advantage trait by having this 3-soulstone totem. He's got Russian Magic. You'll draw an additional card when drawing cards in your draw phase, then discard down to your maximum hand size. Therefore, there we go with manipulation again, manipulating what you have in your hand. His Heavenly Blaze is magical. Triggers. He's got Flay on his claws with two masks, and like all totems, he has magical extension. Pretty good for totem, being that he comes in the Misaki box set and unique to Misaki, and with that lucky charm and the Russian magic, I say he's solid. Next up, we have Ototo. I believe he comes in the box set. Don't know 100%. 8 soul stones. This is your big guy. It seems like each of the box sets come with a big guy. Ototo being this one, Misaki's. Kang being Mei Fang's. Mr. Graves being Jacob Lynch's, and the Daimyo being the Resurrectionist guys. So it's pretty cool. We got a 40mm base guy here. He's got himself a massive Tetsubo, cost of 8. Walk 4, 6 charge, height 3, willpower 4, 4 casting with a ram, defense 4, 11 wound monster. I said that kind of all in one, so I'm happy. For talents, he has animosity for Zoraida. She can't hire him. Simple as that, even with his willpower 4. Let's see, he's got enraged. While this model is reduced to half of its wounds or less, it gains plus 2 CB and replaces the plus 1 melee expert with a plus 2 melee expert. And we'll get to that. He's got hard to kill and shovel side. This model may move through height 1 and height 2 models. His weapon is a massive Tetsubo. It's magical, of course. It ignores hard to wound and hard to kill abilities. Ototo has melee expert, zero action of brace. Until start your model's next activation, it cannot be moved by enemy talents or spells. Zero action, he's got laugh off. This model may substitute its massive Tatsubo CB with its willpower when resolving opponent's willpower or willpower resist duel. He's got Thunderstrike. 3-inch pulse. Non-10 Thunder models within that must win a defense or walk duel of 12, using the lower of the two stats, or receive slow. Of course, this guy has Flurry. Why would he not? Triggers with CB with a ram. He is staggered with his massive Tatsubo. If this model's weapon inflicts weak damage on the defender receives slow. If the defender was already slow, it receives a negative to its attack and casting flips in this model's activation. He's got Pulverize, needing a ram with his massive Tatsubo, so I guess you can really pick what you want. This weapon's damage flip against non-living defender receives a plus. So, good against constructs. And non-living spirits, I guess. Spells, he's got Batter. His model's melee weapon inflicts +2 damage on objects and breakable terrain. And he's got just a flesh wound. This model performs a healing flip. So you got a nice little bit slow. 8-inch charge range, if you think about it, with his matchup Tatsubo of range of 2. Let's see. Looking at him, he's better at resisting opponents' attempt to move than moving him. He can shovel side stuff. He's okay. Offensive, I don't need to tell you this. He's pretty good offensively. Resilient. Let's see. When it comes to, let's see, the little brother. He's resilient. He's got harder kill. So that's pretty cool. He doesn't have any armor though, which is unfortunate. And with his defense 4, just take him out there and beat stuff. I mean, it's a magical Tatsubo, for Christ's sake. What else do you need? Okay, next up we have the 10 Thunders Archer. Not really sure about my feelings of the archers in this crew. I guess they're necessary. I mean, it'd be nice to have some range stack, I guess. So let's go ahead and go about the 10th Thunders Archer. Unfortunately, I think they might be a little bit high in points. They're medium cost model, being 6 soul stones. These are rare 3 on a 30mm base. They have 5 walk with no charge. Height 2, willpower 5. Casting 3, defense 5, 5 wounds. They have a longbow, which is 12-inch range. CB is 6 with 2-3-4 damage. Abilities, they have Scout, Take Aim, which is your focus actions cost 1. And they only may perform one focus action once per activation. And they got Threading the Needle. When this model performs a range attack, which it always is, it may ignore one intervening model when determining line of sights to the target. Let's see, Longbow. This model may not perform defensive stance action. This model's defense flips receive a -1 when disengaging from melee. Okay, for actions, he's got Reading the Wind, he or she or they have Reading the Wind, 0 action. The next range attack this model performs receives a +2 to the attack flip. That's it for actions. They have Triggers, Arrows, Path, a Longbow that needs a tone. If the suit of the card is used for your attacks, damage flip is a crow or ram, this model performs another longbow strike targeting the defender after resolving the attack. So that's a little bit of rapid fire. Is the defense flip with a mask, hasty retreat. This model may push up to 3 inches after it is missed by enemy model's melee attack. Kind of cool. Kind of reminds me a little bit like Squeal, a little bit maybe. Spells, he's got Yari. Choose one of the following effects. In the activation, when you perform a longbow strike, it may choose one of these benefits. Blessed. Of course, it's going to be magical. Let me just screw my spirits up. Oh, anyway. One I can't pronounce. Hatatu. Anyway. Its longbow receives a dash on damage, one blast or two blasts. Karmata. Non-living models suffer one or more wounds from this model. Receive slow. And Watakushi. Longbow damage receives a 3-4-6. Let's see. Well, this model can... It can hit long distance. What I say? 12 range? 12 range and medium cost. I still think it should be one loss. I'm probably not fond of these guys if I was ever running Masaki crew. Although it could change if I ever think about it. Running one. Of course you want to keep him out of the main fighting because, well, he's got no good close combat abilities or nothing. He's only got a walk 5, doesn't have a charge, and it needs, you know, and it's good that he doesn't because he doesn't need it. Offensively, of course, he's better at long range. 12. Let's see. There, 2-0 point actions. You know, I don't know. He's an archer. I don't know what to say to you. It's kind of like me talking about Nino. Just go with it. You got him in a box. You might probably run with him. Next up, almost lastly, we have the Torakage Ninjas. Now, these guys are confusing looking to me, but it's cool because they're ninjas. They're a rare 3, Soulstone costs 6, putting it right up the same Soulstone cost as the 10th Thunder Archer. Walk of 5, 8 charge, height 2, willpower 6, casting 5, defense 6, 6 wounds. These guys have the ten weapons of Zeus. Well, anyway, I'm going to butcher it. It's a range of 2, CB5, and 135 damage. And of course, it has Shuriken, because they're ninjas. Range 8, CB5, 123 damage. Now, for talents, these guys have... They're pretty full on the card, if you ask me. They have Agile Retreat. This model is immune to an enemy model's disengaging strikes during its activation if it began the activation with the enemy model's melee range. They have Arachnid, which allows them to go over a lot of terrain and stuff. And, well, how many times I gotta tell you they're ninjas? One with the crowd, this model gains soft cover while it's within 3 inches of one or more other models. Ruthless, works best alone. This model's melee attacks receive a +1 CB and damage flips receive a plus if it's the only model and its crew engaged with enemy defender. Gives you a little bit of loner ability. The weapon, Shuriken. This model, when this model performs a walk action, it may interrupt this move to perform a strike that receives a -2 CB with this weapon. This strike costs no AP. Come on, that's pretty sweet. It really is. It's like, I'm not going to lie to you. It's pretty cool. Let's see. Actions, Faceless. 0 action. This model's casting receives a mask plus mask until the end of its activation. And what kind of ninja would you be if you could not rapid fire those shurikens? Sweet. Triggers. Casting with tone, we have delayed release. Smoke bombs. This, let's see. This spell lasts until the end of the model's next activation, or if it's removed from play, whichever comes first. We have relocate 10 weapons of... Anyway. After damaging the defender, place this model base contact with the defender. So it allows you to get a little bit closer so you can... I don't know. So, and don't forget, when you are placing in base-to-base contact with the defender, it could be any side of the defender, so you can, like, really, you know, work on that moving, getting yourself in the prime position, get them out of the way, do something else, get yourself closer to the next target. Since you're going to walk away, shoot your shuriken, maybe charge something else. We have silent kill, 10 weapons again. After killing the defender with its weapon, if the strike was performed after successfully casting Mistaken Identity, the defender counts as sacrifice instead of killed for game effects. The defender still counts as killed for victory purposes. So, you got those, like the session, who will actually, if they die, or they're killed, Karai will be able to, you know, like, get a new one. But this way, this actually negates that and says, haha, you actually, you were sacrificed, you don't get it. And rats, too, rats. Let's see. We have treated weapons, shurikens, or poison one with a CB of crows. Spells, they have smoke bombs, because they're ninjas. Place 2 50-millimeter smoke markers touching, but not overlapping, another completely within 3 inches of the Torikage. These markers are a height 5 and obscuring, and remain in play until either the resolve effect step or this motto is removed from play, whichever comes first. Ninja. We have mistaken identity. Switch this model and target friendly 10,000 Thunders model. This model may cast a spell once per activation. Pretty devastating. If you think about it, he's got range of 12. He has somebody like Masaki, Meifeng, Ototo. Anyone you want. You got the nimbleness of the Torikage. Replace him with your slow guy. Bam, now that's a threat that they have to actually deal with. And if they haven't activated already, well, they're going to swing at you with whatever big object that they have. And Shadow Stride. Bury this model. During the resolve steps, simultaneously unbury all friendly target Tagi buried by this ability within 8 inches of a friendly 10 Thunders model. If no 10 Thunders models are in play when this model would unbury, remove it from the game, it's killed instead. So let's see. Bury this model during your turn. So Elijah. Yeah, ninjas. Just go with that. Last up we have Yamazuko. Now, she does not come in the box set. She is the old lady that reminds me of the Jade Fox off of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. See the resemblance here? I'll go with that. I will apologize. I'm so sorry about all the coughing and stuff. But let's see. She's an old lady in a cool little Jedi pose with a lantern and a big spear. And that big spear is actually called a Yari. I'll go ahead and give you stats for that right now. It's a range 3. CB 5 with the rams and 3-3-4 damage. She costs 6 points. Now, she's pretty nice for a couple of reasons. For one, she looks cool. And two, we'll get to the real reason in a minute. She's got a walk 4, 6 charge, height 2, willpower 7, casting 5, defense 4, 7 wound model. She's companions with Misaki. And she's honorable. This model receives a negative to its required duel when attempting to target a model with a harmless, pitiful ability. She is immune to influence, and she's got the spark of youth. When declaring a melee attack, this model may suffer 1 wound to receive a plus to the attack and damage flips. Pretty cool. But this is why we take Yamazuko. Trusted Mentor. While within 6 inches of this model, a friendly Misaki, Mistress of the Ten Thunders, model loses the Reckless ability and gains Fast. Ooh, makes a Beatstick Master a little bit more beatier. Yamazuko can use Soul Stones, and she's willowy. She only drops 1 corpse counter when she's killed. She's on a 40-millimeter base, so she's a... Old bones are like bird bones, hollow on the inside, I suppose. Actions, she has Brace Spear. Models charging this model receive a negative to the charge's damage flip. For one action, she's got Wise Counselor. Friendly non-Master Ten Thunders model receive a +2 willpower. She's got Master Tactician for 2. This model's controller discards 1 Soul Stone to reveal any of one enemy model's unannounced scheme. At the end of the scheme, it must be revealed. If it's not considered an announced scheme for VP for this purpose... I read that off. F'd up. This model's controller discards 1 soul stone to reveal one player's unannounced scheme. All details of the scheme must be revealed, and is not considered announced for the scheme's purpose for VP. So that's cool. And it can only be done once per encounter. For triggers, she already has it with her Yari. She's got the Yari sweep. This weapon gains a ... blast to the end of the attack. And that's it for trigger. She has a spell called Invigorate, which is 0. Friendly model performs a healing flip. Great. So our ninjas and Misaki can heal. That's awesome. not. Anyway, we have inspiring presence, friendly models, including this model, are in, this is 5-inch aura, are immune to terrifying. And she has match width, 12-inch aura. Each time in any of your models, talent or spell allows it to draw one or more cards, this model's controller may draw the same number of cards. Yeah, so I mean, you think about the implications of that with Hamlin, or, whatchamacallit, Leviticus. So as long as you get some cards. So that's it so far. That's it for Misaki, the Mistress of the Ten Thunders and her crew. A nice little box set. It's got ninjas. Did I say that already a couple times? Misaki. It doesn't. You're gonna want to pick up Yamazoko, and it's all Asian themed. I mean, if you were a big Clan War fan back in the day, or L5R, you're gonna like this just by looks alone. It's all Asian theme and everything, and it's a cute little box set. And it's got a lot of potentials. It's a BD army. It's got some range support. Not a lot of magic flying at you, but it can back up its minions with healing and buff effects, especially if you take the old lady with it. So that's my coverage of Misaki. We're going to take a short little break. We're going to come back with Mei Fang. I don't know if it's going to be any longer than Misaki's, but this is who I will be taking at Adepticon. So if you got any opinions and you want to give them to me and say, Sean, you're a dipshit, you should do this, please do it. And I won't even get upset if you say, Sean, you're a dipshit. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with... Let's go ahead and continue, and up next we have Mei Fang, the Rail Crew Master. Now, she's going to run around with a Chillstone Cache 5, which is pretty good. Excuse me, my sinuses still aren't on my friends. Let's see, she is dual faction, she's a Ten Thunders and Arcanist. MSU member. She's got a walk 5, 7 to charge, height 2, willpower 6, 7 CA cast with tome. Let's see. What else does she have? My bad, I'm just reading. Let's see. Defense 7 and 10 wounds. Now, she's going to run in. She's got two different weapons. She's got the Tiger's Claw, which are Metal Fist, what? Range of, sorry, she's my little Mortal Kombat character right here. And, so she's got Tiger's Claw, range 1, CB of 6 with a mask, 3, 4, 5 damage. She also has a Jackhammer Kick, 3 range, CB 6 with 2, 3, 6 damage. Let's see. Talents, she's a lifer, so you can't, you know, whatchamacallit, lurer and stuff. Price of progress. After this model kills an enemy with a melee attack, this model controls one card. Controller draws one card, so that's pretty cute. We got the Roaring Boiler. After successfully casting Vent Steam, this model may cast Superheat. She's got Shapes in Steam. This model ignores obscuring trait generated by auras and markers. That's really handy. Smoldering Metal. Crews led by this model may always hire the following models at no additional cost. Fire Gammon, Metal Gammon, Rail Golems, and Wooly. In a scrap, crews led by this model may not hire models with Frozen Heart ability. Now, she's got Steel Resolve, and this is a aura, 6 inches. Friendly models, including this model, receives a +1 willpower when defending in a willpower duel. So technically, in a duel, she's 7 willpower, not 6. Unstoppable industry. This model is immune to slow. Yeah. Her weapon, the jackhammer kick. After hitting defender with this weapon, place this model touching the defender's base. That's pretty cool. She got the range of 3, so you can move her up closer. She's got tiger claws, which are paired. This weapon's damage flips, receive a plus when inflicting damage on a model with one or more burning tokens. Models damaged by this weapon gain 1 burning token. So, pretty cool. Let's see. She's got actions, +1 casting expert. That's it. Trigger. She has badass pose. And this will need a crow after jackhammer click on kick. After damaging defender, immediately cast iron skin on this model. Iron skin. Is basically a spells or a spell. Target friendly model gains armor. +2. So it's pretty cool if you, wow, you know, like a little Bruce Lee. Anyway, I got sound effects, man. I got them. Let's see, she's got a casting CB trigger, needing a mask or tome, and this is called condensation. This is based off of Scalding Breath or Tiger's Claw. After resolving damage with this weapon, immediately cast Vent Steam. She got a CA, a casting trigger, needing an extra tome. So, 2 tomes, and this is where her money lays right here. Express Line. It works with Railwalker, and we'll get to the spells. Once in base contact with the second model, if there's a third friendly Railwalker or friendly model with a construct characteristic within 5 inches, place this model in base contact with that model. Okay, pretty cool. It's going to get her around the board, definitely. She's got another casting, needing a tome. Called Terminus, this is based off Railwalker as well. After resolving the Railwalker spell, this model performs a jackhammer kick strike. Nice. We'll get there. Railwalker allows her to jump from a construct to a Railwalker to Railwalker, so she's like, wah, 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 and jump forward. Extremely mobile. She's got the 2-stroke piston. This is worked off a seismic punch. After resolving this spell, immediately perform a jackhammer kick, targeting one of the models that lost its resist duel. And she's got a CB trigger, needing another mask for 2 masks off a tiger's claw. After resolving strike that hits with this weapon, push the model up to 2 inches and perform a melee strike against another melee in range. She's always in motion. She's like a freight train. Forward, forward, forward. Moving forward, attacking, moving tech forward. Anyway, you get it. You get it. Let's see. For spell, she has Vent Steam. This is a aura, height 4, obscuring for all models, including this model. But don't forget, she will be ignoring that. We have Iron Skin. That's the target friendly model gains armor 2. That's just not her. That's a range of 6. So if she wants to cast on somebody else, that's fine too. She's got Railwalker for 1. Place this model in base contact with a friendly rail worker or friendly model with construct characteristic within 5 inches. After placing this model, if there's a second friendly rail worker or friendly model with the construct characteristic within 5, this model may be placed in base contact with that model. Don't forget, you could go one more with the rail with express line, or you can lead that up to an attack if they're in base or combat with somebody else. She's got Scalding Breath. Target model gains easy to wound 1 during the next strike targeting it. She's got Super Heat. This spell only affects models with a friendly Vent Steam aura. Enemy model losing the resist duels gain 1 burning token. And Seismic Punch. Push this model losing the resist duels up to 3 inches directly away from this model. And exactly 3 inches away from that model is still 3 inches for the jackhammer kick. Mayfeng is definitely a melee caster. She's really good at fighting multiple opponents. She can dart in and out of combat using her own constructs and rail workers. So that's pretty cool. She can lay down some burning tokens. And she strikes... when she strikes with her spells, they work together in combos and chains. You go through a lot of cards, though. She's very mobile, and that will make up for the lack of ranged weaponry in this crew, is the mobility of this master. Let's see. She got, you know, her offense is her real strength. I mean, she's really spasmastic. She has no range. She has 2 melee attacks, which is good. I don't know. She's just a very, very, very combat-oriented master that's really sweet. Models are nice looking too. She's coming out some timbers and stuff like that. She does have a high defense willpower looking at her. Average wounds, 10 wounds. She does have a few tricks to reduce damage by obscuring herself, you know, armor and stuff like that. All in all, she's a pretty decent master. I like her. I wasn't sure about her, but after, you know, I wanted to try a crew from the new book, and well, I went with the rail crew. So that's all there is to it. Next up, comes in our box set. We have the Emberling. He's the totem, costing 2 soul stones. Let me get to where I gotta go here. Okay. He's walk 5, height 1, willpower 5, casting 4 with a tome, defense 6, 3 wounds. He's got Simmer as an attack. It's a range of 1, CB3, 124 damage. He's an arcane reservoir. That's really probably where his stuff comes on, right there. Armor 1, companion Meng Feng. He floats. Mono's damaged by Simmer. Gain 1 burning token, so there we go. And this is probably another reason why it's good. This guy's good. Target model within 5 inches gains 3 burning tokens and sacrifices model. You're one going to keep this guy around so you can still use Arcane Reservoir, but 3 is the magic number for a certain gentleman we will call the Rail Golem here in a few minutes, just in case you don't have any burning tokens on your Rail Golem, and you need to. Spells, he can vent steam and magical extension. Can do 1 of Mayfang's 1 spells. You get a rail walk, I guess. And just going to use him just for the fuel source and the arcane reservoir is what I see going on. He doesn't move fast, but he can link himself to model. Let's not forget this. He does have a weak melee attack. He is a tough totem with the 6 wounds and 6 defense and 5 willpower with armor 1 and only spirit 2, is he not? Yep, he's insignificant spirit totem, my bad. So that's pretty cool. Don't forget that the Arcane Reservoir will give you an extra control card, so it's always handy. Yeah, so, I mean, he's pretty decent. Pretty decent little totem. And he comes in a box. So, you can't really go wrong with that. I do like these new... I'm torn on these new... I'll go over top of why on the end. Let me finish what I'm doing here. Stay focused, Sean. Next up, we have King. This guy... He's the... I don't know. Union boss for the crew or something. I don't know. He's 8 soul stones. He's got a walk 4, 6 charge, height 2, willpower 6, casting 4, defense 5, wounds 8. He runs around with a shovel, even though his model can come with a hammer as well, but it's range of 2, CB7 with a mask, and 3, 4, 6 damage. He also has hot coals, range of 6, CB5, 2, 2 with a blast, 4 with a blast. For King's abilities, he has can't keep him down. This model heals the number of wounds equal to the number of turn it is at the start of the activation phase. So this guy's very handy. As the game goes on, 4th turn, he gains 4 wounds back, etc., etc. He's hard to kill as well. He's got the shapes and the steams too, which allows him to ignore obscuring generated auras and markers. This guy's stubborn, giving him a +2 willpower in duels where he's the defender. He's slow to die, on top of his hard to kill. He's the worker's champion, too. When this model kills a non-living enemy model, all friendly living minions within 6 in line of sight receive a plus to the attack and casting flips when attacking non-living models. So really good, and a nice little rise against the machines, I guess, you know. He's got hot coals. A model suffers one or more burning wounds from this weapon, receives a negative to its resist flips. Actions, he's a melee expert. He's got 0 action, fight with me, 3-inch aura. Friendly models with MNSU member characteristics receive a +1 CB. Excuse me. For triggers, he's got CB 1 with a shovel. After damaging defending construct with this weapon, defender receives easy to wound 1 to end of its next activation. Knockback with a shovel. After damaging defender with this weapon, push the defender directly 3 inches away from this model. He's got a defense with a ram. You can try. If this model is missed by enemy models, melee attack, this model may immediately perform a melee strike targeting that model. So it's kind of like faster than you with Perdita. He's got Rousing Speech as a spell, his only spell, 0 spell. Friendly living models are immune to morale duels and immediately rally within this character's aura, which will be 6 for the Rousing Speech. So he's definitely the worker's champion. Good fighter against anything, really, but really comes out on top against constructs and stuff. Next up, we have the Metal Gammon. I'm going to skip over him because I don't have him in my crew, and I'm just going to focus on what I'm taking to Adepticon with me. Let's see. Let's see. Next up, we have... I was going to skip, but might as well go in the order of the book. We have the Rail Golem. Taking this guy to Adepticon. He is a Construct Rare 1 Special Forces. He's 9 Soul Stones. He's a big model on a 50mm base. He's got a Walk 4, 6 Charge, Height 4, Willpower 5, Casting 5, Defense 4, 10 Wounds. He's got a Rail Bash for a weapon, range of 2 inches, CB5 with a Tome, and 3-4-6 damage. Now this guy, his abilities, he's got Armor 2, pretty sweet, Cold Start. This model cannot gain burning tokens while affected by Frozen Heart ability and Forge and Fire. This model is immune to wounds and slow inflicted by up to 3 burning tokens, and does not discard burning tokens in the resolve effect step. If it has more than 3 burning tokens during the resolve effect step, it suffers 1 wound or receives slow. So he's kind of like powering up with the burning tokens, kind of like shoveling and stuff. He's hard to kill. Ruptured Boiler, he generates a pulse of 3 and 3 damage when it's killed. All models within the pulse gain 1 burning token. Let's see. Smoldering Heart. When this declared target of a duel, this model suffers 1 wound to receive a +3 willpower to that duel until the duel is resolved. He's got Stoked Fury. This model gains 1 burning token at the start of its activation. Each time it performs 2 walk actions during its activation, and when an enemy model inflicts 1 or more wounds on it. So he's going to get his burning tokens and stuff as he moves and gets beat on and stuff. His Rail Bash is paired. He has an all-action cooldown, which will allow you to discard all burning tokens on the model and heal number of wounds equal to number of tokens discarded. He's instinctual. He's got Release Fury. That means discard 1 burning token to perform 1 melee strike. This action may be performed once per activation. He's got Build Pressure. Discard 1 burning token on this model. This model's next damage flip receives a plus. Fierce Determination. Discard 1 burning token on this model. The model's next activation attack flip receives a plus. Head of Steam, discard 1 burning token, blah, blah, blah. This model performs a charge action targeting the nearest enemy in line of sight. Can only be done once per action. Let's see. Triggers, needing a mask, he's got Knock Aside. After hitting an enemy defender with his weapon, inflict no damage. Instead, push the defender 4 inches directly away from this model. Charge another model within range. If the charge is unsuccessful, this model's activation ends. Got some possibilities for sure. Let's see, he's got red line. After hitting enemy defender with his weapon, this model gains one burning token. This is what you're taking him for. Besides the fact that he's cool looking, he's big, he's metal, and he's got a big eye beam he's going to hit you with. It's called Pain Train. Zero spell. Needing a 14. So he's got 5, so he's going to need 9 or better cast this. Discard 5 burning tokens on this model. This model gains reactivate. Ouch. He's got refuel. Remember, remove any number of burning tokens from this model. Burning tokens from models this model is engaged with. This model gains equal number of burning tokens. And he does vent steam just like everybody else. Let's see, I'm going to save the rail workers for last because I like them. And we're going to go on to... I'm going to leave aside all the Willy jokes, but we're going to go over Willy next. Well, I'm back and brought Willy with me. Not my Willy. Although he comes with me. Anyway, forget it. Anyway, we got Willy. I like him. For one, he's a crazy son of a bitch carrying a wheelbarrow full of dynamite. So what's not to like about that? And, let's see. Model-wise, he's cool. He's on a 50mm base. Gives you a little bit of modeling opportunity if you really wanted to take it. I think I kind of slacked a little bit. I'll talk about my model construction in a bit here. Let's see. I'm going over Willy. He's not going to be a main part of my, my crew for most schemes. But he is going to be a specialist piece that I'm going to run here and there when needed. And let's go over him. He's soulstone cost of 6. Not very high soulstone cost. Not too bad. He's got a walk 5, 7 charge. Average, not very fast or nothing. Height 2, willpower 5, cast of 4, defense 4, and wounds of 7, like I said. Willy is blast resistant armor. Is it armor plus 3 against damage inflicted by auras, pulses, and blasts. He's the bombardier. This model ignores line of sight when performing range attacks. Range attacks without line of sight receive a negative 2 CB. He's got his drop load, which is when this model is killed by being reduced to 0 wounds, the model's controller places a blast, and basically he blows up and creates a big old confusion amongst enemies with blast templates and stuff. Let's see, Willy's got Wheelbarrow of Doom. During each of his walk action after the first performs activation, he can interrupt his movement and place 2 blast templates touching, but you can't overlap these in its base. Models touched by 1 or 2 or both of these blasts must win a defense 12 or suffer 3 damage. So that's pretty sweet. Nice little... He's going to move anyway. Let's throw some freaking dynamite down the way. His weapon, he's got the demo charge. This ignores armor and object. This weapon may perform attacks on terrain markers with hardness and inflicts 4 plus damage. He's got set charge. 0 action, place a 30mm charge marker within 4 inches of this model. The first time each model moves within 2 inches of the charge marker, the model's controller flips a card. And, see, if the model's controller, model is Willy's, controller may cheat to flip. The card suit is tome. The marker detonates and generates 3 damage. This is removed from the game. Blah, blah, blah. If the card flipped as Joker, mark the detonation generates 5 damage. He's got short fuse as another action. This action may only be performed while this model is engaged with one or more enemies. This model performs a demo charge strike for the duration of the strike. This model gains gunfighter and a plus mask CB. Let's see, he's got 2 triggers. He's got slow burn. It's a CB mask. All models damaged by this weapon gain 1 burning token. And a CB with a... Well, the first one, sorry. Slow burn. Tome. The fire in the hole is a mask. Demo charge. After this weapon hits the defender, but before the damage flips is made, friendly models within 2 inches of the defender may push their walk directly away. So she's like, fire in the hole! Anyway, there's the name of it. Willy does have melee weapon. It's crowbar with a 1-inch range. CB4 with 1-2-4 damage. But you're going to be using this guy for his demo charge, which is range 8, CB6, 2 damage, 3 with blast, or 4 with 2 blasts. Now, you know, like I said, he does have a crowbar, so not all of his attacks are going to lay down blast markers, but most will. The demo charge is quite flexible. It's got a pretty good CB of 6, like I said. It's pretty decent. And it's got good damage, and lays down lots of blast counters. So this is one I play with Mike in the doubles event at Adepticon. I've been listening to the way he's been playing and everything with his Raspberry crew, with all the blast damage and stuff. I'm going to probably detonate some of my own, causing a little bit of fire and ice action. Whoopsh! Anyway, forget it. And let's see, with the demo charge, you know, Willie can ignore line of sight with his attack using Bomb in the Deer, but it reduces his CB by 2, no big deal. He can use it against train markers with hardness of for 4 plus damage. So it's going to kill most destroy terrain markers. He doesn't normally have Gunfighter, but he does get it. The Book Tricker, Slow Burn, everyone's going to get Burning Tokens, so there's a lot of Burning Tokens in this crew. And with a Mass Trigger, pushes Frowning Miles away. I don't know, he's pretty straightforward, I think. He's got a lot of writing on his card, but I think he is, he's going to be valuable. And for 6 points, he's not too bad, I don't think. I mean, I haven't played anything with his crew yet, but I think he's going to be very positive. Positive play experience for myself. I don't know about anybody else. But like I said, I'm not going to run him in all of my schemes and strategies. But for most, I am taking my complete rail crew. I have everything but the Metal Gaiman. I don't really have them or show any interest in wanting to mess with them. So, I'll probably do them in the Once Upon a Time in Malifaux section. I don't own them, I don't have them painted, and they're not going with me. But last, but in my opinion, most importantly, we have the Rail Worker. Now, a lot of people argue and they say that the Metal Gaiman's a far superior model for 5 Soul Stones. But the Rail Worker, I like for a couple reasons. For one, he's not stuck to doing the defend thing, which is cool because it's going to keep the Metal Gaiman, can keep Mayfang alive. But, you know, we'll go over the Rail Crew. They're 5 points apiece. Most importantly, they come in the damn box set, so I'm cheap. They'll walk 4, 6 charge, height 2, willpower 5, casting 4, defense 5, 6 wounds. Average human stats. Your crew's going to have no problem keeping up with this guy. He's got the replacement limb with a range of 2, 5 with a mask, and 2, 4, 5 damage. Pretty respectable, especially on the severe damage, doing 5. Abilities, he's got more metal than man. A model can be targeted by talents and spells that only affect constructs. And the model gains construct characteristic while resolving these talents or spells. Shapes and Esteem, which is going to become very important for these guys, because I'm going to actually use the Rail Golem, Mayfang, and told them to actually do Vent Steam to give these guys some obscuring so they're not picked apart by range and or being charged left and right. They are slow to die, so before they go, they can take a pretty powerful attack, and we'll get to them in a minute. Let's see, their weapon is the replacement limb. It's pretty cool. The stats are, I read you above, but when you're performing an attack, you choose one of these abilities, and this is what the weapon gets. They can ignore slow to die with a weapon. They can ignore hard to wound and armor. They can gain a small increase in melee range, so it's going to increase it to 3. Or the weapon gets paired. So, I mean, very situational, depending on what you need it for, it's going to be pretty sweet. They got the Implacable Assault. This is for two action, allows you to discard a control card. The model immediately performs up to 2 melee strike against a single target. These attacks receive a plus their damage flips. So it's pretty cool, because you can, if you really wanted to, you could come on 2 melee strikes with a plus to it, and both having paired, bring you a lot closer to the severe damage you're going to be wanting. Let's see, triggers CB with a tome. They got Brutal. And inflicts a plus 1 damage for each tome in the Master's dual totals. They have metal on metal for their defense for the tome. They get armor plus 2. And they have pin, replacement limb, needing a ram. They already have the mask and the trigger. A defender suffering one or more wounds from this attack cannot move or be moved by spell effects. And what I think is pretty cool, he's got a one spell. His only zero action that these guys have is Shovel Faster. Target gains within 5 inches. Target gains one burning token. I mean, it's something. And for zero action, why not do it every turn? Like I said, their defense though is on the slow side. The only thing they got going for them is the slow die. It allows them to get a parting shot out if they wanted to. And I don't know. I guess they're protecting with your vent steam. That's what I plan on doing. I like these guys more than Metal Gammon. They work well with Kang. Kang with the Union Boss or whatever you want to call him. It's pretty cool. And I'm going to use Kang because I'm a Union Steward for the local Teamsters 214. And I'm the Union Boss there. So, me and Kang got a little bit things going on. But as for what I'm going to do with them, first let's go off. This is my first experience with the Weird Plastics. And they're cool. Can't say nothing about them. This is what it is. If I want to play Malifaux with new models, I got to do with the Weird Plastics. Do I like them more than metal, or do I think the metal was superior? No. Metal was soft. Metal was hard to deal with. I prefer using plastic glue, especially the expensive tester's glue over top of Zepagap or super glue. I think these models are smaller than the rest of my Malifaux crews. I really do. I mean, I have Mysterious. I put her together, too. With the coffin, Molly is still bigger. I think they're a little bit skinny, too, a little bit too small in some places. I wish that the plastics themselves, the models were a little bit bigger. Excuse me. And detail in some spots. I feel that some of the details is melding and really resolves on you faking the shadowing by adding, lining different areas that actually don't have details on the models. Other than that, they paint up nice, they're light, they're really fun. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, I think they're better than the metal, but they needed a, like I said, a little bit more depth detail. The stuff being fragile, oh, trust me, they're fragile. Mayfang's arm, or their tiger claw, comes off really easy, but using the high-end plastic glue is a benefit. Other than that, I had fun. I painted this crew up, like, literally in 4 days, and I think they turned out well, and I'm happily going to play them at Adepticon with Mike and his Rasputina crew. I have been listening to him, his play strategies of different games he's been playing with Raspi. It's been very helpful. Sorry, Mike, but I haven't received any games with these guys yet. Probably this weekend I'm looking at getting a couple. Get some practice with the rail crew. Not the greatest player in the world, but I'm not the worst. So, hopefully we all turn out good. I'm looking forward to meeting you. And I'm going to call that's pretty much for today's episode. Yeah, I kind of mix and match two masters, but I wanted to do it because they were both the female, goodness from the book. Put the little Mortal Kombat theme on it, and two beat-faced masters. I mean, like, literally, out of the crew, out of the whole book, the Storm of Shadows, the female masters are, in my opinion, them and their crew are the most melee-eccentric beatsticks. So I thought I'd need to put them together. I'm probably going to be going over Jacob Lynch very soon. He's another one I've been thinking about picking up. So if you got any comments that you want to add to creating and running a Jacob Lynch crew, go ahead and email them to me at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. You can send me voice recordings too, and I'll put them on the show, little tips and stuff. Introduce who you are, where you're from. You know, you put them right on, I'll put you right on the show. If you want to call in on Skype with me, I'll get things hooked up. We'll discuss it there. Let's see. I have my 40k bag, and now I'm going to start a Malifaux bag. And this week, I'm probably going to start. I'm going to go big. I think I'm going with the Kaladi box set. Would be the beginning price. I'm going to put in this Malifaux bag. So if you want to win the Malifaux goodness, which I'm going to run it about 4 episodes. Malifaux episodes. I'm going to have 40k fantasy episodes and Malifaux. As long as there's Malifaux in that episode, I'll announce it. Send me an email. Tell me what you like about the show, what I can do better. Send it to me in voice. That's great. You send it to me voice recorded, that'll put you in the drawing. You send me an email, that'll put you in the drawing. You send me, give me an iTunes review, they'll give you 2. So you have a choice of being put in the Malifaux thing and or the 40k 4 times a piece. And like I said, my start-off prize is a Kaladi box set. I'm going to add to it. we'll see where it goes from there. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. See you soon.
I could escape this feeling with my China girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl. I hear her heart beating loud as thunder. My little China girl, wake up in the morning, it's my little China girl. I hear hearts beating loud as thunder. I saw the stars crashing down. I feel tragic like I'm when I look at my China girl, and I could pretend nothing really meant too much when I look at my China girl.